We do have a special guest.
Yes, we are talking about the Yaobe Cement Catamogen. With us, we have Marvin Ndaula, Marketing and Performance Manager. Good morning to you, brother man. How are you doing?
Good morning, Gaetano, and good morning, Lucky. I'm glad to be here.
Already, this man has a radio voice.
I know, right?
Already.
When he walked in, I was like, ha, Gaetano, our food, they are taking his job. So let's talk Yaobai. Are we getting the pronunciation right, first of all? Is it Yaobai or Yaoba?
No, but you've done your best.
Okay. Give us a
Yaobe.
Yaobe. We want to get it right.
The A is silent. The first A is silent.
Yaobe.
So it is Yaobai cement.
Yaobai.
Yaobai
cement.
Yaobai cement.
Okay.
All right. Let's talk about Yaobai cement. Let's get straight into it. It is Karamoja. I see the word Karamoja over there. So I'm assuming it's based in Karamoja.
Yes. So in Karamoja is where we have our clinker line.
Right.
Now for our listeners, clinker is the biggest raw material in cement. It's over 85%.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So we make it in Karamoja and then we transport it to Buikwe in Njeru.
Right.
And then we mix it up with other stones.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like Kozolana, like gypsum. Mm-hmm. And then we crush those stones and then we make the cement that you see.
All right. Okay. That's good to know. Can you tell us?
Acting like you know these things.
No. Actually, because I'm building, as you know.
Even if you are, but if you know what the components
of course,
that are in
it's
cement.
Stones and more stones. Tell us, Mr. what inspired this major investment in the country? Why in Uganda?
Oh yes, so Yaobai International Holdings is it exists in over 9 countries in Africa.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Uganda is not the first country it's invested in.
Mm.
It's in Mozambique, Ethiopia. It's also in Angola. It's also in Rwanda.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's invested over $300 million already.
Ooh,
in $300 million US dollars already in Uganda.
Right.
But before that, obviously, Karamoja has very good deposits of this limestone.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Very, very good quality. The tests were done. And you know, the deposits are also very ample.
Mm.
So this inspired the investment in it.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Well done.
So your brand is actually built around the theme, the strength of a warrior. What inspired this positioning?
Oh yeah. So we all know the Karamoja people, the Karamojong people. They are very resilient. They are people who are very strong.
Oh,
and
yes.
When they put their mind to something, they achieve it.
Mm. Right.
They've gone through the toughest of times and they are rising through it on top. So that is what the Yaobai cement bag embodies. When you're buying Yaobai cement, you're buying that spirit that overcomes, that is resilient, that is strong, that is going to achieve exactly what you want it to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why our other mantra is Chivachigwa.
Chivachigwa.
Get the job done.
Yes. So you talked about the fact that, you know, it's Karamoja, but you do have a clinker plant in Moroto and a cement plant in Njeru, correct?
Yes.
All right. And, of course, this is about self-sufficiency is what you're trying to push.
Of course.
Touch on that a little bit.
Yeah. So we know in Uganda right now we have a gap between supply and demand of cement.
Mm. Right.
When you go to look for cement right now, it's probably about 35, 36, 37,000.
Okay.
That is because demand is outweighing supply.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we've come in at the right time to bridge this gap. Obviously, also what's contributing to it is the insufficient clinker reserves.
Okay.
Right.
Most of the cement manufacturing companies are importing this clinker. And because of the war, there have been challenges getting this clinker into the country.
Mm.
Right.
Because of the shipping and all.
Mm.
So, Yaobai Cement, Karamoja, has come in to bridge the gap, not just on clinker, but also on cement.
Mm.
In Njeru, we make over 1.5 million tons of cement annually.
Mm.
And then in Moroto, we are also establishing a cement factory that's going to be making another 1 million.
Mm. Mm.
So this is coming in to bridge that gap of cement.
You know, when it comes to cement, quality plays a really big part, especially during construction. Gaetano here constructed a few years back and he lost.
Yeah.
I have
a deal for you. Now that you're here, we're going to talk cement and how you guys can come and we can do a project together.
Yeah.
We don't know what cement he used. Maybe he should have used this cement.
Yeah.
But what plans do you have in place to ensure quality?
Yes.
Especially when it comes to this.
Yeah.
So I think this is why we have this clinker line, because whoever controls the clinker, whoever has the clinker, can give the customers quality assurance.
Right.
Because we manage the quality right from making this clinker ourselves here in Uganda.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Maybe just for you, Gaetano and Lucky, the statistics are that we've been importing 2.5 million tons of clinker into the country.
Right.
That is foreign exchange that has been leaving the country.
Mm-hmm.
But now, Yobai Cement is making it right here.
At the source.
Yes, right here in Uganda.
Mm-hmm.
Which means this money is not going to be leaving.
Mm-hmm.
And so, obviously, since we make it here in Uganda, then we control the quality.
Mm-hmm.
And I can assure our masons, I can assure all those contractors and engineers that we are bringing a very good quality product
on the
market because we control the biggest raw material, its production. And then also, secondly, because of the investment of the $300 million, we have state-of-the-art technology in Njeru. From the quality in terms of the chemistry of the product that is managed, all the way to the dispatch, we make sure that there is quality control at all levels. We were audited by UNBS and they found that we match all the standards, and so we are UNBS certified. So I can tell the customers that we have very good quality products.
So okay. Gaetano, maybe you go there.
I'm going. Trust me, I'm going to be inside that story.
Right.
Let's talk a little bit about the creation of jobs, both indirect and indirect. Perhaps me about the impact that this investment could have had on local communities, industries, and livelihoods, because you're talking some serious numbers here.
Yeah.
Mm.
So the jobs, the number is 1,500, direct and indirect jobs.
Mm-hmm.
The Yobai fabric is basically to come into a community, integrate in that community, not just to mine and leave.
Yes.
So we've done quite a bit in terms of employment. But then also in Karamoja, we are downscaling some of the mining rights or licenses to the locals so that they can also begin to get some of this money.
Right.
Then we know that in Karamoja, they have a water sanitization issue. They walk for long miles to get water.
Okay.
Right.
And so what we've done is we've come in and we've also established over 20 boreholes in the community.
Very good.
The very first time they saw an ambulance was when we brought it.
No way.
To the community. Yeah. So in terms of healthcare, we are also doing a very good job there. So we are not just mining from there. We are also leaving an impact. Then we are also sponsoring over 10 students in university every year.
This is brilliant.
These are students that could not have any opportunity to go into the universities. So we've so far done 30, and even this year we are going to add 10 more.
Excellent.
You know, whenever there is, sorry to cut you off, whenever there is industrial growth, we talk about the environment because it does affect the environment. What have you put in place to make sure that is not the case?
Yeah.
Especially for the people who are living in Karamoja. Mm-hmm. They already have enough problems. So what's in place?
I think it's a spiritual leader called Dalai Lama that said that in this life we have to help others.
Mm-hmm.
So if you do not help them, at least do not hurt them.
Right.
So what we've done is we've done both. As Yobai, we are helping, but we're also not hurting. So we put bug filters on all our factory outlets. For example, those chimneys that probably put, that's supposed to be putting the bad smoke out in the air, have these bug filters. And this state-of-the-art technology, because what happens is this dust that is supposed to be going out is trapped and recycled and put in the production system.
Okay.
And so when you come to our plants, you find that they are dust-free.
Right.
Yeah. And it would be nice to have you, Lucky, and Gaetano come over, by the way.
Absolutely.
So you can see for yourself.
I would love to. I love this kind of stuff.
Let's fly to Karamoja.
Listen to you. business class.
It's an honest question.
Is it now?
I know people fly to Arua, so I'm asking, is there flying to Karamoja?
Must be, no one, you've had it.
Yes, most definitely flying.
So you obviously are talking about expanding across the country, to expand the brand and to the customers out there. So you have to make sure there's availability, the distribution is good, and there's a long-term commitment to Uganda, which I think you've ticked all those boxes, correct?
Of course.
All right, brilliant.
And more? Gaetano, because we are looking at, we've been a net importer of clinker.
Yes.
we want to expand our production capacity of this clinker from the 6,000 tons per day to probably 12,000.
Mm-hmm.
And this will mean that now Uganda can export that clinker. It will be the very first time we do it.
Mm.
And so this is something that is in the pipeline, and it is something we are working on.
Okay. Okay.
Bring in that foreign exchange.
Absolutely. Bring it in.
Bring it in.
Don't export it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Exactly. So, Mr. Ndaula, now a message to Ugandans who are currently building homes, commercial properties, or major infrastructure projects. What message do you have for them?
Look, I've been looking at Gaetano here and his story of how much he lost. And there are so many stories like that. Engineers that trusted cement, the quality was good initially, but then eventually it dwindled.
Mm-hmm.
So Yobai Cement has come to bridge that gap. It has come to meet all you masons, all you contractors. We have a wide range of products coming from the 22.5, the same tools, the same fours, going all the way to the 42.5.
Mm-hmm.
If I told you are an engineer, contractor, a homeowner, someone who's thinking about building, please consider Yobai Cement, because we've come. Our cement is strong, our cement is reliable, our cement is resilient, and it is out there in all the distribution stores. In fact, if you do not see it in the hardware shop near you, I want you to call this number, 0800-308-308. That's 0800-308-308. It is toll-free, call and complain.
0800-308-308.
Exactly.
And you can check out Yobai Cement here in Uganda, growing the strength of a warrior.
Yes.
Of course, taking it from the people of Karamoja and the strength that they have over there. It's been fantastic having you here, Marvin. Of course, you are the marketing and performance manager, and we appreciate your time. You're just around the corner from us. You pass us every day.
I will be coming to say hi and trying to find out how far you are with that construction.
I mean, you should.
So you buy, you buy.
No! Hey! I see what you did there.
You buy, you buy.
Yes, clever.
Uh-huh.
No, thank you so much indeed for dropping in.
Thank
we appreciate your time. And lucky first class, business class to Karamoja.